B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shot gets down to Rosanie. Play fakes. He drops back under the pressure, and he's hacked by Winovich. Chase Winovich from the blind side. And that's his first sack unassisted as he brings down Rosen back at the 17-yard line.
Before I got my sack, my grandmother, who passed away, she always said she'd come back as a butterfly. And I was tearing up a little bit on the field. It was literally a couple plays before. I saw a butterfly floating around. And I was like, that's got to mean something. And then sure enough, a couple plays later, luckily I came home. My teammates had great coverage and set it up for me. So
you knew something special was coming when you saw a butterfly?
I knew something special was coming.
Chase Winovich got his first sack. Believes his grandmother visited him on the field in the form of a butterfly yesterday.
Talked about his grandmother Saturday night. She was the one that did the Sarah's candy. I saw his parents at the hotel.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of Pittsburgh hunkies.
Talk to them?
She come over to mother, and she was all revved up. She goes, hey, who are you? She goes, you're like the mayor here. I'm like, watch. I've been watching you. Everybody like shaking. Damn. I'm like, I called the games for him. She goes, you're that crazy guy, right? I'm like, I don't know. I think maybe.
I don't know. No, I go, that's him.
I go, but all I know is I hate Thomas Jefferson. And she goes, I go, yeah, I went to Ringgold. She goes, oh, my God. I said, yeah. So I played against his coach at TJ back when he was there. So we talked for about half hour. Good people. I said, your son's going to be good here because he has a motor, and it doesn't stop. He's full motor, man, every time he gets in there. Really is. You know, he works too.
Now you're in tight with the Winovich family?
Yeah.
You guys are tight now?
Yeah, his dad's big, 6'5 guy.
Bunch of Pittsburgh people.
Hunkies. Yeah.
He's like sunshine, this guy. But
nope.
On defense.
Yeah.
And good. That too.
Sunshine.
And tough. Oh, the hair. Sunshine.
They've got to call that kid down at Clemson that, right?
Oh, they must.
They got to.
They must.
Wait, Jim. They did that.
Did you see him Saturday night?
They must.
On the sidelines when the backup went in?
Yeah.
Was he pissed?
I didn't.
Oh, he just good 10, 11 seconds shot of him picking his nose. They kept the camera on
him
the whole time.
Hey, well, if you can't get it, man, you got to get. Hey, I give people credit.
But this kid's got the hair. I mean, Sunshine Winovich here.
Yeah.
Sunshine. You don't get that too often. Guy who's as physical and
fans are going to love him because he's got the personality. He gets it a little bit. He gives you a little in the interviews. I just wonder how much you're going to pull back on him. Like, let the kid breathe a little. I said, I saved your son's hair. Did that. Told the quarterback, don't cut it. Don't cut it.
Didn't he cut some off anyway?
Just a little lock.
Took a little lock off.
Like that cop in whatever that place was, St. Louis. Wasn't it?
What?
Where's the cop who said, yeah, cut your hair and send it to me? We had him on the show.
Oh. Kansas. Trooper Ben.
Trooper Ben. Why don't you, as a little prize.
I know it's a little weird.
I want to take your lock of hair.
I want you to cut your hair off.
Put it in a little plastic bag.
Mail it to me.
Let me sniff it.
And I'll keep that on file.
Yeah. There's a little, he said it was a little reward. A little reward.
What?
Like, that's it. Like, hey, you know, our moron, like, mayor bet like chicken soup, not chicken soup, but
there's Trooper Ben. Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah,
don't you go putting that in any Ziploc bag. I want it in a cloth bag. You can find one at any lingerie store, and then I want you to rub that cloth bag underneath your armpits.
I'm telling you, look at this guy's a freak. He's got something going on at home. You walk in, you got freezers all on the first floor, you got hair gel everywhere. What's those little things? Those little beads.
We will be seeing Trooper Ben in January again. He'll be at Trooper Ben.
Yes.
Will be asking us for hair samples and fingernails whatever it is he's looking for. Come January again. That's where I think this season is headed. 43-0 the final yesterday. Yeah. We're going to get a lot more of this.
Maybe we could send him.
Around the AFC, and it doesn't look like there's much out there.
No. Maybe we could send him the skin that peels off Antonio Brown's feet.
Tell you what, before you come in the house here, why don't you slip those little booties on over your shoes? It's for your own protection down the road. You're going to have to trust me on this one. You don't want any evidence that you were ever in here.
Why don't you soak your feet in a little bubbly hot water I got going over here, because I'm going to exfoliate them for you. I get the shaver out.
Falco is in Vermont today. Falco.
Rock me on my desk.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Hi. Dan Fouts and Ian Eagle called the past Miami game for TV. Fouts was not the least bit unbiased. After a pass defensive interception, Fouts said, look at the scoreboard, fellows. The worst was Fouts saw what he thought was a pick by Gordon. Pick play. I don't know if someone on the Dolphins was listening to the broadcast, but Fouts called out, Flores, you got the red flag. Throw the flag. Like he was talking directly to the Dolphins. I mean, let the Dolphins figure it out. Didn't Fouts get a concussion when he was sacked by the Patriots years ago?
I don't know how you're supposed to call that game. I mean, it's like you're telling the story of the game, especially as the analyst, and the story of that game was...
I don't know. It's hard being a Patriots fan watching that game yesterday, isn't it? It's hard to suffer through Dan Fouts when it's 43-0.
If you're Dan Fouts, and say he doesn't like the team, and I've heard this a lot on Fouts games, we get the bitch in the next day, and my Twitter always blows up post-game, and I'm like, I do not hear what he says. I like Ian Eagle. Ian Eagle's a nice guy. Bob talks to him all the time, too. But if you're Fouts, like, and you're playing the Bills or Miami.
It's not enough to win 43-0,
Hardy.
You also need the national announcers to say nothing but nice things about your team, too, along the way in your 43-0 win.
Fouts is probably pissed he's got to call all the New England games because you're always getting a number 2-3 team.
The one thing I did find ridiculous was on the Antonio Brown touchdown looking for a call on the push-off while Josh Gordon was getting... tackled on the same play.
That is the...
Like, come on, dude.
That's the best part of AB's game. When he's downfield, and I go back 6 years ago and Malcolm was all over him, that little tiny push-off on the hip, he knows how to get open at the top of the route. Better than anybody I've ever seen. Really. Guy's got great body control.
617-779-0985. Antonio Brown. We've got plenty of calls on Antonio Brown on the board, and another detail out on Antonio Brown today in the form of a story on the MMQB. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ian Rappaport wrote this story for NFL.com about him working until about 10 o'clock at night every night to get ready for this, that he basically has his own personal coach, and that's former Patriot great Troy Brown. Brown has been the man who's been attached at his hip, trying to break him in and get him ready for what he's capable of doing here Sunday.
Is that how it goes?
Oh, no.
Make you a clown? Make me a bike clown.
Let them 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Zolak and Bertrand with you. Antonio Brown has a new story out today. Robert Klemko of the MMQB puts it out. Talked to more than 24 people that are associated with Antonio Brown. It goes beyond just allegations of sexual misconduct, and there is another one in here with an artist that Antonio Brown hired and made flirtations with and then showed up in his home in front of the woman naked. Aside from that, he's... apparently had a lot of people that he hasn't paid. He owes a lot of money to. A lot of allegations of that type of stuff.
Closing jar. Yep, I believe that.
He's had a lot of calls to police for not only the incidents that we know about, like the one with the furniture getting thrown off the balcony or the incident with the mother in Miami at the front door. But a lot of other stuff where he's claimed that he's been robbed. There's like this pattern. Hardy, you saw this. There's these,
yeah, he gets robbed a lot.
He gets robbed a lot. Including calling the police to say that someone stole $2 million from him. And claiming that it was this one individual that worked for him.
Well, again, it just, it speaks to the common sense of the individual. In April of 2018, police were called to his home.
This one in Florida, Sunny Isles, Florida.
Yes.
The police were called to the home on three consecutive days.
Sure. On April 23rd, he called police to report that after he got back from an 11-day trip, he discovered a handgun and a tote bag containing $80,000 had been stolen from a closet in his apartment. Next day, police returned to the apartment after a call reporting that furniture was being thrown to the street from the 14th floor balcony. So once again, unsecured handgun and 80 grand in a tote bag in
That's
a closet.
Normal. That's normal.
And then in May of 2018, on yet another visit by police to Brown's 8,800 square foot home on a cul-de-sac in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, Brown reported that a safe containing $50,000 in cash and jewelry that was valued at approximately $2 million had been stolen from his bedroom while he was away in Miami. So $2 million in jewelry, $50,000 in cash. Brown told police he had a suspect in mind, Sam Williams, a personal assistant, whom Brown said was the only person with access to the home. Police say Williams passed a polygraph test, and their interviews with Williams and another person of interest in the case revealed that Williams was hardly the only person with access to the house.
What is it with him and his pattern of befriending people, having them work under you or hiring them, like whether it's her, whether it's this guy Williams, whether it's an artist, whether it's the chef, and he just, I don't want to pay him at the end.
The company you keep?
They took it off.
That's and that's what Williams said. He said it was his guess that the accusation of theft, you know, Brown accused him of stealing the $2 million in jewelry and the $50,000 in cash, was something that he'd seen Brown do to other people. It was a breakup attempt, in quotes. He says, yeah, yeah, he does this. He accuses you of, like, lying to him or stealing him so he doesn't have to pay you. Like the chef in Miami that he kicked out of the house after a day or two. He said, oh, we found a fish head in the freezer. We thought it was like some kind of a mob message, so we threw him out of the house and kept all of his stuff and won't pay him. He just doesn't want to pay people what he owes them.
He has faced a half dozen lawsuits in which he is accused of refusing to pay wages to former assistants and part-time employees.
Yep.
Court documents and interviews also suggest a pattern of disturbing and sometimes bizarre behavior, including, again, an allegation of sexual misconduct from this artist that he hired to come to his home and produce a piece of art. This woman was in his home, Sophia Hansen.
She was the organizer of the event. She's not the artist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sophia Hansen is the organizer of the charity, and he bid on a painting at this charitable event. I think it was for a softball tournament. So he liked the painting, and he liked it so much, he hired the artist, who has gone unnamed in this.
Oh, I thought the artist was Sophia Hansen.
I originally did, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
So then he hires the artist to come to his house. Everything goes okay on the first day. It's the second day where things got weird. She was kneeling down, working on the painting. It was a mural. And she turned around and saw that Brown was standing in next to her naked with a small hand towel covering his genital region. Isn't that kind of weird? Grown man naked?
Any Ken on this?
2 and 4. He's trying to do a painting.
Well, you get the prosciutto, let's eat.
But half a dozen lawsuits, that is no small number. Jeff Darlington had the report yesterday that Antonio Brown and his representatives have been engaged in talks with Brittany Taylor's representatives dating back to April. So those discussions between his reps and hers are not new. There was a settlement offer on the table that expired on Sunday night that Antonio Brown and his representatives declined to accept. That would have been for $2 million. According to reports, and so that was not accepted. They did not pay that. They went through two mediation sessions, the first of which was in May. If you're being extorted, Do you have lengthy talks over a 6-month period and go through 2 sessions of mediation if it's an extortion attempt?
Seems like something, if it's just flat out extortion, you go to the police and say, this woman is making up stuff about me and she wants money. What do I do?
If you're being falsely accused of sexual assault and falsely accused of rape and you're being extorted for money and you've got a scam artist on your hands, is that how you handle it? I don't know. Well, maybe lawyers know better than I. Is that how it's handled? Have your lawyers talk to her lawyers.
It's not the way I would handle it.
For 5 or 6 months and go through multiple sessions of mediation and talk about settlements for months and months and months.
But if we're playing fair, Beetle, it's come down from $10 million to $2 million. He won't pay that either. I mean, if he did everything that he's accused of doing, one might argue.
But when the ask was 10, they didn't laugh and say, get out of here. You're a scam artist. Get away from me. It's let's be more reasonable was the response.
Well, with a more reasonable person, one could argue that he's not paying anything because he didn't do anything.
Well, wasn't he supposed to give her money for a gym too, and her business and what they wanted to start? And he was going to help her upstart that.
No. His response was no, get out of here. You're extorting me. You're asking me for 1.6. I'm not giving you anything.
I would argue that somebody who has a history
of
not paying people for services rendered, even if you are getting something of value from this person, like there's silence in these matters, if you're reluctant to pay people who do actual work in your house, you'd probably be reluctant to pay that person too. It's pathological. No, I'm not paying you. I don't pay anybody. Even if there is some value in me paying you to buy your silence. Nope, not doing it.
So there's a lot of talk about, did the Patriots know, did they not know? Did they know, did they not know, right? And then now you could say, well, they know now, right? They know now. So if you want to act on it now. If you allegedly, reportedly yesterday, I saw the report yesterday, had Robert Kraft known, they would not have signed Antonio Brown. That's giving it lip service, because now you do know and you can do something about it now. So
yeah, which is why I don't believe that.
Thank you.
Right.
I don't believe that Robert Kraft said in those words, had I known about any of this, I wouldn't have signed him. I don't.
Well, that's a separate topic. But here's what I would say about. But
because if that's the case, then okay, cut him. You haven't paid him anything yet.
Right. So I would
cut him right now.
I don't buy that.
So no, I don't buy it either.
Unless you just want to float it out there because you don't know if he said it, and you can float it out there for PR purposes. To, you know, try and make it look like you're standing firm against that type of behavior, when you're really not.
If that's the case, they thought about it for 0 seconds before getting that information out there.
You know, sort of poke some holes in that.
Right.
So anyway, now I forget what I was going to say, Artie. Damn it. Got sidetracked.
You'd be talking about that.
Yeah. Anyway, 617-779-0985. Why don't we get back to your calls on this? Levi's in Rhode Island. Levi.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I just think that the Pittsburgh Steelers waved this off, and they knew this was coming. But the guy's done nothing wrong here. And I'm going to tell you right now, these sexual healing pigs that show up at these nightclubs, you're going to get...
Calls are so bad on this.
Rhode Island today, too, Jim.
Jim, what's wrong with
that? A lot of these calls are from Rhode Island.
Jim, when you get the sexual healing before you guys had that supper thing that you do around 6 down here in Rhode Island?
What?
What?
Mark is in New Hampshire. Mark.
Where's Jim in Connecticut?
Yeah. I have an issue with the accuser of rape. Just kind of looking at this and the timing of it. Okay, you have someone who's going to get married, and I think she got married on Saturday. Is that right?
I don't know that. It was this weekend, I think.
All right. Well, let's go down her to-do list, and let's say she got married last Saturday. Let's see. Make sure that the priest shows up.
Something blue.
Yep. Yeah, check in with the caterer to make sure everything's fine there. Oh, and then also make sure I accuse someone of rape when I'm going to get married on Saturday.
No, this has been going on for months.
The talks have been going on since
April. For months.
Between the lawyers. 6 months ago.
This has been going on for months because it was just public last
week. Yeah,
you found out about it last week, but it's been going on for months.
Oh, my God. Could you be any less informed? Holy crap. people have really not done their due diligence on this, like most things.
No, there's another guy who's taking the default position of anybody accusing someone else of sexual assault is lying. He's making it up. That's your default. My default is the other way. Right? Why would anyone make that up and go through the painstaking process of hiring lawyers and filing a federal lawsuit? I'm not saying that anyone, as far as we know, is telling the truth or is lying or anything else. But if you're gonna err on one side or the other, really? You wanna be wrong on that side?
Okay.
See, I mean, many people look down upon the civil allegation because it's civil. Just it's nothing. It's civil. So I got two daughters to tell them, hey, if anybody ever does anything to you, we know right away that we're going to go to the police. Just you guys know that. So that you just don't throw these things aside just because it's civil. You know? I mean, you be proactive. You don't sit on this. You learn from this stuff from other people. You try to. You try to teach them. Like if anybody ever poaches you or tries to do something to you, we go right to the police. Cut and dry, criminal. You go. I don't care what it is. You go. So.
Again, it's tough, so. It's
hard. It's tough. You got a daughter? I got two. And I'm like, anyone that ever touches you, we go to the cops.
Right, right. But immediately. That's you as a father talking to a minor, as someone who's a grown person.
I'm trying to learn from this. You know what I mean?
I know the circumstances change for everybody. You can't put yourself in that position.
The cops can't get involved here.
But then the reality is it could happen to someone, anybody. So, and then they don't even tell you.
I know that.
Because they don't tell anybody.
But that's what I stressed.
They don't want to tell anybody.
It's so important you tell us. Like,
because mentally they shut it down.
Right. I understand that. And I feel awful for those victims that do that. I do.
So it's easy to say to someone in theory, but if anything ever happens to you, tell me right away. We tell the police right away. And then it happens to someone and they don't tell anybody. They don't tell their best friend.
I want the same thing that he does.
They don't tell their mother. They don't tell their father. They don't tell anybody.
Yeah. I deal with this every day talking about this. You know, and I look at it from a football perspective too. So I understand what a football team is trying to do with a player. They're trying to get the best players possible with, hey, what happens out there for 3 hours, we're internalizing it and we're going to play ball. And there's other people that just can't separate the human element of it, and I understand that too. But I'm trying to learn from this because there's such a high percentage of a reaction to this. Just, if it's a big deal, it's civil. Obviously, something happened to somebody, and they think it did. And just by reading everything and a reaction to everything, if this was criminal, it would be handled with so much of a factor as opposed to it being civil. And that's all I'm trying to say.
Headlines with Hardy here, 617-779-0985, and we will take more of your calls on this coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is coming up in 10 minutes, 617-779-0985.
I had a big talk with Bob about that, too. Just like the mindset of being down here in Miami. We're talking during the break. People are just so much more healthier down there. Like here, we're so angry and rushing and driving. It's just jogging, walking their dogs, driving their Porsche.
Should we go back to the calls? James and West Barnesville wants to talk about the game.
Based on the calls, I actually don't want to go back, but we have. I mean, they've been waiting.
Yeah, they have. James, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I had a question for you guys. What do you think is more likely, Miami will win one game this year, or the Patriots will run the table.
Okay, so what's more likely, the Pats going 16-0 or the Dolphins 0-16?
Sorry to bring this up, Hardy, but I remember the Joey Harrington 0-16 year with the Lions.
Yeah, they went 4-0 in the preseason,
I think it's harder to go 16-0. I really do. Because you become so inept at a point. Like, say it's week 12 and you got the 0-11 Dolphins coming in. Say you're Buffalo or the Jets, okay? Let's pick a bad team, right?
By the way, Patriots and Dolphins play each other in the final week of the regular season. FYI.
You may see Stidham that game. You may have 2 weeks.
Not if you're 15-0.
Not if you're not. You pelt them. I mean, let's play this out. Say it's week 12 and you got the 0-11 Dolphins coming in and you're a stupid, dumb team like Cincinnati or Buffalo or the Jets. Give me another bad team. I don't know, Detroit. I mean, whatever. Whoever it is.
They're unbeaten.
Well, whoever it is.
I need to look at the Dolphins.
0-1-1, baby.
You're looking at it. I'm not
going to see the Dolphins.
We're not going to put anything into this week. We
got 1-0-1. Excuse me.
And at some point, Brian Flores and Chad O'Shea, those guys are decent coaches. They're going to make some good decisions to where we can keep this game close and put pressure on that team in the fourth. I think it's harder to run the table. It's hard to be perfect.
I think the Dolphins could lose every game.
Of course they could.
So I think that's more likely. I think it's more likely, and both are hard to have happen, but I think the Dolphins going 0-16 is more probable than 16-0. Yeah.
I just know this.
Next up for the Dolphins, they're at the Cowboys next week.
You know, one thing I could say is I know there's really, really, really bad coaching in this
league.
Give
them an L.
You know, there's bad coaching that could screw it up and have a team have a letdown week because it's the Dolphins and maybe not pay that much attention. But look at it, though. Look at the landscape. Breeze is out. Torres ligaments. Roethlisberger's out. How's Cam Newton look through two games? He looks like dog crap. Who else is out from a quarterback standpoint, Jim? Oh, we got Mono Boy down there with the Jets.
Did you say Luck?
Andrew Luck quit. I mean, we got five quarterbacks in the first two or three weeks.
Who does Pittsburgh have next week?
Done. They're out. Does it matter?
So Neil, one of our frequent emailers,
emailed
us and said, is there a chance, and think about this,
you're losing quarterbacks left and right.
Pittsburgh is at San Francisco next week, that all the first three Patriots opponents after 3 weeks, after week three, could all be 0-9, could combine be 0-9.
Yeah.
They could all be 0-3.
That's a reality. Yeah.
Dolphins, Jets, Steelers could all start 0-3.
They were two of the funniest.
And then, for strength of schedule purposes,
once again, schedule.
The Patriots' first three opponents could be 0-9 combined after the first 3 weeks.
Two of my most comical favorite moments from yesterday, outside of the two drop catches where you just sit there and you laugh at them for their stupidity. The Dolphins took the field in warmups. They got booed. They got booed by the home crowd. And halfway through the quarter, somebody upstairs decided this is a good time to play the Miami Dolphin fight song. And I look over Bob, and Bob's like, they're playing. I'm like, yeah. What are they doing? During a timeout, TV timeout.
Tom in Worcester, one of our regulars. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I know I usually call in with a little lighthearted song or something, but I got to tell you, I am absolutely disgusted with the level of callers today and with the attitude that people have towards people that are alleging that they have been sexually assaulted or raped. It is disgusting. I hope that the people out there listening to this, whether or not Antonio Brown did it, what timeline this woman chose to get married, all those things have nothing to do with the fact that she is claiming that something absolutely horrible happened to her. You got people calling in, making Monica Lewinsky jokes and blue dress references. It's gross. The fans of New England should be ashamed of themselves for making these kinds of references, these kinds of phone calls all day long. It is absolutely disgusting. I've never, ever been so angry listening to your show. And I listen to your show because it lifts my day and makes me feel better. And I think it does that for a lot of people. And for these people to call in and behave the way they are behaving towards an alleged of sexual assault victim is disgusting. I'm sickened by it.
I'm with you, Tom.
Thanks for taking my call.
No.
Well, it did Sounds of Sunday today. Let you up a little bit.
The default, as I've said before, some people have this default belief that anybody alleging sexual assault or even harassment is making it up. That they first choose to believe that the person making the claims is lying about it. That's their first order of business. Well, here's why it didn't happen this way. I don't know what to tell you. I just, my brain doesn't work that way. It does not. Try and just be open-minded on both ends and just see how this thing plays out. But if I'm going to be wrong on one side or the other, I will tend to believe that anybody who's going to make that would not do so just for fun or just for money. It's you say it's so easy. It's so easy to make these claims against someone. It's really not. It's not a big one.
Slap your name out there?
Not an easy thing to do.
Normally, it's omitted, and it's the accuser, right? In most cases, because you want to keep it quiet. You know, you don't want someone to know that, because that's part of the reason why you didn't tell anybody, because it's hard. And I understand the football point of view. I do. And I've told you guys, I mean, I play with bad people. I'm not saying I don't know him. I don't know if he's a bad, I mean, his record is not great. His actions and what he does and how he, you know, the individual part of it. But football people are told to put the ball in play, and you put the best people that can help your team win. And I understand why certain guys in this league, like even like the running back from Dallas or whoever gets paid or gets money, Tyreek Hill, for example, big contract, but we're not going to talk about the contract for a while. We're going to let this thing die down. There's reasons these guys continue to get opportunities to play is because they're good at what they do. And sadly, a lot of times that overrides everything else. Football coaches' jobs are to assemble a good football team and to put people out there that can play. And that's the cold part of it. And there's people that look at it the other way that can't ever separate. Well, no, those people aren't the same as you. They're not treated the same as you.
Yeah, but there's somebody also with, you know, in organizations, and in this case, it might be the same person who has to look at it and say, yeah, this guy might be able to play, but is it worth it? Is it worth it for all the other stuff that comes with it?
Unless you didn't know.
You think they didn't know?
I don't know. And that's the question. That is the question, right?
And look, maybe nothing happened. Just saying.
Right.
You signed on for this.
Again, what is it?
You right?
Drew, tell me now. Is it a criminal or civil suit? Civil, Bill. But I mean, we've been talking. Oh, okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
All right.
Done.
Signed on for it. That's all.
Today's takeaway is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. With their 6 locations, the newest in Government Center, and the virtual program that is available worldwide, losing weight has never been so convenient for you.
Hey. You added the for you at the end. That wasn't in the copy, yeah. Was it? I could tell.
Well, I didn't want to
that's so
exact,
convenient for
I
you.
I don't want to read the exact same copy. You read it 4 minutes prior.
But...
All right, let's get to it. Let's get right to the takeaways, including this caller. All right? Hank in New Hampshire on the touchdown celebration. He's been waiting on this. Hank.
Hey, Scozo. Bert. Yeah.
Bert.
What,
you got a train?
No, I'm in a truck. Let me stop. Oh, hey. All-world pro, Russ Francis.
I can't hear you. It's too loud. We'll put you on hold.
Why us?
I don't know. Russ Francis at the end there.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Scozo. Anyone ever call you Scozo?
I don't like it.
But has it ever been done before?
Nope.
All first.
Right. Hobo on a train.
First and last.
What do you think he had for dinner? Like A can of corn, can of cream
Frank's
corn.
Frank's and beans.
Frank's and beans.
Hank in New Hampshire. We also have Zoe's reaction to a caller today, which is fabulous.
What if B-Flow talked to Bill during the week and said, hey, you know, I'm trying to create something here. I'm trying to get a message across. Don't let up, please. You know, keep going.
Huh.
Is that possible?
There are people that do, you know, have those type of things that turn you on. You know, like just, you know, yeah, just make it nasty. Beat me down. No. Zero chance. L-S-N-M, right?
Make it nasty. Beat me down.
That's a 50 Shades like last week.
Who was it that was asking you if 50 Shades of Grey stuff was real?
Oh, my God.
Who was that?
Nobody.
Nah. Someone. You can't say. Obviously, we're on the air.
Someone, what do you mean if it's real?
You. Someone was having a hard time believing that people actually are into that stuff. They're like, is that stuff real? Someone was like, yeah. Yeah, people do that stuff.
There's some freaks out there, man.
Who was asking if it was real, like a true story?
Like Zoe would be the expert.
Person to the person that you know. Yes.
Okay.
That you know very well.
And then Zoe shared a...
Shocker, right? That's the person I'm talking about.
Zoe,
is that real?
It's like a movie.
People really do that, Zoe, as far as you know?
Yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
People will be able to figure it out. And then Zoe told a childhood story today.
I used to sit there as a kid with a slingshot and pebbles, just wait for the birds to come, and I'd always miss, never hit one. And then there was this crow sitting up in a tree, and I had the big black crow, and I took the thing and I just wanted it. Boom, pulverized the bird. I ran and I cried. That's the worst human being ever. I was like 9. I killed that bird. That's crow. It wasn't like I killed like a bluebird or red robin or something.
Or like a dove.
Yeah. Yeah, doves are friendly, peaceful. Crows are like nasty.
Yeah.
Evil. Black crow.
You still feel bad about it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it could be part of a Zoa football life.
Can't wait.
Are we doing another 4 hours on Antonio Brown tomorrow?
Are we going to be good?
We didn't do four hours on it today.
We did maybe an hour combined out of the four hours.
The calls are so horrendous on it.
All right, we'll talk about it and don't do calls.
I think we might do that. We might steer away from actual calls.
Maybe we'll probably have more reports tomorrow after Brittany Taylor tells her story today to the NFL. I'm sure we'll hear more about it by 10 a.m. tomorrow. Felger and Maz are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ball on the near hash to left hash. Brady takes the snap and retreats. He looks left. He fires the back shoulder. Yeah! Down. Touchdown, Patriots. Inside the near left pylon.
Welcome to New England, kid. What a throw by the quarterback to the back shoulder.
All right, welcome into the program. Tony Maz alongside Felger here in the A-hole chair. What'd you make of Antonio Brown and his Patriots debut? And Big Jim Murray's in our update studio. Maz, again, what do you make of Antonio Brown there?
Okay, so you want me to talk about the performance? Is that what you mean, the actual play?
I want you to talk about whatever you think's going to make good content.
Okay, so I'm not surprised he played. I think we all expected that. I wasn't surprised they tried to get him involved early.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.